Parts of Florida still flooded. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Nearly a week after Hurricane Ian made landfall in southwest Florida, some areas remain underwater.
It's anywhere from 4 to 8 feet in some places. So just getting food to people who are isolated, is a real challenge. And a lot of those people have lost their homes, seen their neighbors lose their homes, and many of whom we've spoken to are really traumatized.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Arcadia, north of Fort Myers. Statewide, they're still working on power outages and search and recovery efforts. President Biden will visit the state tomorrow, and the White House just confirming he will meet with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The president holding his latest call with Ukraine's leader today, reiterating U.S. support with another security package and pledging again never to recognize Russia's annexation of Ukrainian territory. Rainbow-colored fentanyl found hidden in a Lego box in New York City. About 15,000 pills seized as part of an ongoing trafficking investigation, with one person arrested. Bridget Brennan is the city's special narcotics prosecutor.
We believe it is critically important to educate the public about this new form that fentanyl is taking. We've heard about it across the country, and yes, we know it's here in New York.
She says the colors may be an effort to market fentanyl as a party drug, which has been done in the past with ecstasy.
This is every parent's worst nightmare, especially in the month of October, as Halloween fast approaches.
DEA Special Agent in Charge Frank Tarantino, 36 million doses have been seized nationwide as part of a one pill can kill campaign. Tesla CEO Elon Musk reportedly going back to his original offer to buy Twitter at more than $54 a share. Sources telling Bloomberg News he sent a letter. Twitter is suing Musk for trying to back out of that deal, with a trial set to begin less than 2 weeks from now. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Jury selection gets interrupted again at the trial of a man accused of killing six people with his SUV at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year.
Defendant Darryl Brooks, acting as his own attorney, caused multiple disruptions and recesses as his trial opened. He's charged with intentional homicide and reckless endangerment in the parade attack. Tuesday began with more delays, with Brooks challenging the court's authority. Judge Jennifer Doro removed him, allowing a video link in another room, telling prospective jury members
that should not influence their verdict in any way.
Last month, Brooks dropped an insanity plea he entered in June. Judge Doro allowed him to waive his right to an attorney last week.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Brooks faces life in prison if convicted. A former university staffer in Massachusetts is arrested in Texas, accused of staging a bomb hoax last month on a campus in Boston, where a deadly marathon bombing happened in 2013.
The U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, Rachel Rollins, says Jason Duhame was the manager of the Immersive Media Lab at Northeastern University. 3 weeks ago, he called police to say sharp objects had flown out of a large package mailed to the lab. There was also, he said, a threatening note inside. But after investigating, it turned out a word-for-word copy of that note was found on his computer.
Our city, more than most, knows all too well that a report or threat of an explosion is a very serious matter and necessitates an immediate and significant law enforcement response.
Duhame is charged with lying to federal law enforcement and intentionally providing misleading information about an explosive device. He was arrested at his home in San Antonio, Texas. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A rally's holding so far on Wall Street, with stocks recovering more of September's steep losses. The Dow's up 712 points. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.